Welcome to episode 25 of the Skincare Teacher Beauty Tip Show. This episode is brought to you by my latest book, Winter Skin, the Seasonal Skincare Solution. It's a concise yet beautifully presented ebook you can download that makes skincare planning for winter an absolute breeze. As a special treat, discover links to exclusive free gifts valued at $24.43 within the pages. Use code POT20 at checkout to get 20% off. Simply visit janaelston.com/courses and don't forget to find the link and details in the show notes. Hurry, this offer expires on January 31st, 2024. Your support means the world to me and I hope you enjoy reading every page of my book. Now, in this episode, I am joined by my daughter, Olivia, a skincare specialist, to discuss the retinol purge. We will be sharing some great tips on how to avoid it and how to make the most out of your retinol serum. Have you ever experienced the retinol purge? Not everybody gets it, but the clients we have seen wish they were able to avoid it. If you are thinking of trying a retinol serum and want to know how to avoid the retinol purge, then this episode is for you. I hope you enjoy it and stay tuned to the end where I share my best tips for treating blackheads and filaments. Welcome to the Skincare Teacher Beauty Tip Show, brought to you by janaelston.com. In this show, you will discover skincare and beauty tips that absolutely work. I'm Jana Elston, a qualified beauty therapist, skincare educator and blogger, and in this show, I will share my experts' insights into the best beauty treatments that will transform your skin. Tune in each week to learn how to look after your skin and manage skin conditions, including a sensitized skin, acne, aging, or pigmentation. Have you been considering using retinol in your skincare routine, but were not too sure where to start? Or have you used retinol before and experienced a retinol purge? Well, we've got the answers for you. My name is Jana. I'm a skincare educator. And today I'm joined by Olivia, my daughter, who's also a skincare specialist at Mecca. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, I'm so happy to be back. So, Mum and I have talked a lot about our experiences with customers and the excitement and nervousness around retinol. And a lot of people have been coming in lately wanting to try retinol. And I always like to start off by asking them, well, what do you want to achieve through retinol? To see if they really know what it is first and if it aligns with the goals that they have for their skin. So, Mum, let's start off. What is retinol?
Okay. I think it's really important to understand what retinol is so that you understand when you should use it, how you should use it, and whose skins it benefits and who should really avoid it. So retinol is a very important ingredient in skincare, and it's usually used in serums. Sometimes it's used in creams. I've even seen it used in masks. Mm. And what retinol is, it's a form of vitamin A. And retinol is one of the ingredients that has been the most researched. There's been lots of clinical data behind retinol and the benefits of retinol on the skin. Mm. Now, originally, the research was around treating acne and acne scarring. And later on, they've discovered that also it has many great benefits on sun-damaged skin, aging skin, and I've even seen it have great benefits on congested skin and even treating milia. But retinol is a very strong ingredient and it has to be treated with respect. Now, the good news is there are many products on the market and the dosage of retinol in skincare products can vary. There are products that go from very low retinol to very high. Now, in Australia, if you're watching us from Australia, the highest percentage of retinol in a skincare product allowed, now pure retinol, is 1%. Now, I've seen some products that have 6%, but it's a complex. So they'll add other ingredients and then you would have to contact the manufacturer to find out actually how much percent of retinol, actual retinol's in there. But you would need to look at the ingredients and find out from skin specialists or from beauty therapists and in clinics and spas, what is the percentage and is it suited for your skin, right?
That's right, yeah.
And we've seen many things go wrong with retinol.
I think that's right. I feel like there's so many customers who either have come in and they go, hey, I want a retinol, show me the best retinol. Or on the flip side, we get someone who comes in and says, I tried using retinol. I heard it does amazing things, but I've gotten the purge, you know, I'm breaking out. And I have a story about that actually. Most recently, I had a customer come in and we were actually doing a makeup consult. I was helping her find a foundation for her, other stuff in her little makeup kit. And I ended up bringing up, mentioning somewhere along our conversation that I'm a skincare specialist. I think she said something like, oh, working in a makeup store, you must love it if you love makeup. I'm like, I love makeup, but I'm so passionate about skin. Anyways, she decided to ask me about her skin. And what she said was that she had used one of our highest dosages of retinol, which was at 1%, as a serum because she heard lots of good reviews about it. Now, what she didn't realize was how you can incorporate it into routine, and she started using it every night. I found out through asking her about her history that she would also not cleanse it off in the morning as well, therefore exposing herself to sun with retinol on her face the next day, every day, because she was applying it every day. And this would naturally, as we'll go into a bit more, kind of start to weaken your skin barrier. So she started to experience purging, dryness, sunburn. And then she thought, I need to just stop my skin routine. I'm not only just going to cut out retinol, but I'm going to cut out everything else and only use a water-based moisturizer, cut out all oils, and use a foaming cleanser. And it kind of made my heart stop a little bit when she told me. And of course, so from there, I was like, I think we need to focus on rebuilding your skin barrier and health. So Mum, can you tell me what you would have said to her or what you would have done in that scenario?
Okay, so we see it all the time. Actually, I see two different kinds of people out there. There are some, like in clinics and spas, who've never used retinol and are very nervous about using it because they've heard that you could have the purge, you could have irritation, redness, flaking if you use it in high dosage. And in some sensitive skins, it can happen as well. And then there is those who just want to get rid of their fine lines, wrinkles, sun damage, pigmentation, and everything else like yesterday. So they go for the highest dose that they can get.
Quick fix.
Yeah, they want a quick fix. And so they end up taking a serum that's very high and end up having a problem down the track.
And they usually purchase it without consulting someone as well.
Absolutely. They listen to influencers. And influencers influence. It may work for some skin types, but you've got to be careful. If it works for somebody else, it may not necessarily work for you. Everybody's skin is different. That's the first lesson we learn in beauty therapy, is that every skin is different and we've got to treat every skin individually. So that's why you need to have a consultation with a skin specialist, with a beauty therapist, who can then assess your skin and find out what would be the best approach for your skin, right?
Yeah.
So what would I say to her? I would say exactly the same thing, Olivia. You did the right thing. When somebody experiences a retinol purge like that, the best thing is to, what we say, just pare it down. Go back to using it to a level where it was comfortable for your skin. So what I mean by that is usually when we recommend retinol for skincare for somebody, if we want to treat pigmentation, sun damage, acne scarring, acne or wrinkles, we would advise the client to ease into it. No matter what percentage you start off with. And if it's a beginner, we always start with a low dose retinol. You've got to get your skin accustomed to the retinol, the vitamin A, right? Because if you don't, if you go in with a too high of a percentage, guess what? The skin will want to get rid of it. And you will develop what's called the retinoid effect. The retinoid effect is that purging, the redness, the flaking, the peeling, the sensitivity, the burning, itching sensation, that is the retinoid effect. What that means is that the retinol you're taking is too high for you at this time. You haven't eased yourself into it. You need to gradually introduce it. So you would typically start with a low dose. Low dose, 0.15, 0.2, 0.25 retinol. Introduce it slowly. And what we recommend is don't use it every night to begin with. Right? Yes. You need to introduce it one times a week, twice a week, three times a week to begin with. And then slowly increase it until you reach to nightly use over a period of several weeks. Now, during that time, if any time you start to get that retinoid effect, that means that your skin can't tolerate too much of it at that time. It could be for various reasons. It could be the season. It could be you're under the weather. You're not well at the moment. You could be on medications and so on. So it means that when you start getting the retinoid effect, go back to the frequency of use that your skin was comfortable with.
Yes.
Now, why is this important? When you get inflammation in your skin, redness, peeling, flaking, that's not a healthy skin, right? Yeah. Because your barrier is being then compromised. You've got inflammation in your skin. And guess what? Inflammation is pro-aging. Inflammation triggers rosacea. Inflammation triggers acne breakouts. That's what that's that purge that people experience.
Yeah.
So if you have too much inflammation for too long in your skin, you will experience either breakouts or rashes. Even as some people I've seen develop dermatitis and eczema, right?
Yeah.
Because they've overused the product or they use too high of a dosage, too quick, too fast. So you've got to introduce it slowly.
Exactly. And I would like to say on that point, for some people, make it a connection to when you start a new medication. Because if you think about it, science and the science of skin is related to the medical world. So when you start off a new medication, a lot of the time the doctors gradually increase your dosage over a couple of weeks. So that's the exact same when you have active ingredients such as retinol. So think about it like that. I like to also think I'm a very, I guess, loving person. I like to describe to customers at work, you need to treat your skin with love. Like, think about giving it a cuddle. That's your moisturizer. Because a lot of people say they'll just pop on their serum, their retinol, and in the morning or the night of, they don't pop that moisturizer and the sunscreen in the day. You need to make sure you're always giving it that loving hug and protection so that this can also work and not compromise your skin. Like where mum says, you do experience things like redness, heat, hotness to the touch, acne, all of that. So that's something I just wanted to add.
Another point that I would like to bring out, and that's something that we were talking about the other day, is before somebody attempts using retinol in their skincare routine, you've got to get your basics right first.
Yes.
Right? You've got to get your basics right. Get your skin into really good condition. That means it's got to be hydrated. You can't have sensitive skin. You can't have severely dry skin to start using retinol. Mm-hmm. It will then react, right? And then you will get that retinoid effect. So start with the basics. Number one, the most important product you have to use, no matter what, no negotiable, that you must use every day before you start using retinol is sunscreen, right?
Sunscreen,
right? You've got to commit to using sunscreen. And I'm still coming across a lot of people who don't use sunscreen because they don't like the feel of it. That, you know, it feels greasy or heavy. But would you agree there's just so many sunscreens out there now that are much better? I use one that I recommend to my clients. And even my sister, we went out for a walk on the beach yesterday and she forgot to bring her sunscreen. And she goes, I've got mine. And she goes, oh, because she doesn't like anything greasy on her skin. And she put it and goes, oh my God, this feels actually really nice. She actually really liked it. And I said, I mean, the sunscreen today are much better formulas. They're lightweight. You can't fill it on. You can wear it on its own, put makeup on over the top. SPF 50 plus, really important to use.
Exactly. And I would like to add to that. I remember we went to the city recently and in my bag, because it was, I knew it was going to be a day trip and it's now summer in Australia, but that also doesn't mean I shouldn't be wearing sunscreen if it's not summer. And I had a facial spray to put over my makeup that had SPF 50 in it. I had one for my body. Like, I was totally prepared for anything. So I love that. You can see both of us are very passionate because we had SPF in our bag on the go. But I did want to say, I really agree. A lot of people are still stuck in the mindset of the traditional physical sunscreens. Now, you might not know what that is. That's one that you can get from the drugstore and that would give you that white cast. Now, a lot of us grew up with that, going to the swimming pools, going to the beach. That's what our parents would put on us and we hated the feeling of that thick, greasy, white casted feel. But as you mentioned, there's so much out there now in the market. We've got stuff at Mecca that I absolutely love. Even my auntie also showed me some that she purchased that she preferred because they gave her a more lightweight feel while still being SPF 50. Mm. Now, Mum, why would you say that's the must when you start to introduce something like retinol into your routine?
Because retinol can photosensitize your skin, right? So retinol, as it works, it helps to stimulate cell renewal, but it will shed off excess cells. In the beauty industry, we say it exfoliates the skin from the inside out, right? Yeah. So that's how it works, by rejuvenating the skin. It helps to stimulate that cell turnover and allows all the old cells to come off, revealing that beautiful, radiant skin underneath. At the same time, it can make the skin sensitive to the sun. You can burn much faster if you have retinol on your skin during the day. So you should never use retinol on your skin during the day. Now, there are other alternatives. There's retinol palmitate, for example, which is a very soft version of vitamin A. It is not as strong, and usually it's used in actually anti-aging creams that can be used as day and night, so that's fine. And there's some other options out there. If you wanted to use a rejuvenating serum or cream during the day, it's better off if you go with like vitamin C or niacinamide during the day. Yeah. That's a great antioxidant that protects the skin from UV-induced free radical damage. But retinol is a no-no, as are AHAs, BHAs. You shouldn't be using those during the day.
Yeah.
But even if you're using it at night, you need to protect your skin in the morning, because it's continual working in the skin and it can make your skin a little bit sensitive and then a little bit more sensitive to the UV.
Exactly. So if you're someone who has already tried retinol, or even if you're starting out and you're a little bit interested now, hearing the benefits, I would say the best thing and the first step to do is to approach a skin specialist, a beauty therapist. In person would of course be best, because they can physically see your skin, I guess physically, visually. And then from there, once they've established your history of your skin, then they can from there recommend what way would be best for you. It usually would start out that in 1 week, choose one night to use retinol at night, usually as a serum, but make sure you're cleansing your skin, you're putting that retinol on, putting your moisturizer on, and in the morning, make sure again to cleanse that off, start again, moisturize, sunscreen. Mm. So that's what I would say out of your routine of your week, that's how it should kind of look. That's the building block.
That's right. But you need to get your base right, like I said. Like you mentioned, that client, she wasn't washing her retinol off in the morning, which tells me she wasn't cleansing her skin.
Yeah.
So it's really important you get your cleanser. In my opinion, I love using lotions afterwards, because it helps to improve penetration of any serums or moisturizer you put on afterwards.
Yeah.
Cleanse, lotion, moisturize, sunscreen, those four essentials for daily skincare before you attempt using retinol. No good you not having a skincare routine and then just going to retinol to try and fix all the problems that are caused because you've neglected your skin, right? Exactly. So get your basics right. Make sure your skin is really hydrated. So if anything, if I had a beginner come to me and I assess the skin and I'm seeing that, look, most people in Australia are dehydrated, right? We always see some degree of dehydration. I would say if you've never used a serum before, hydrate your skin with a hydrating serum for about 4 weeks first, then come back to see me and see if your skin is hydrated well enough so we can begin your retinol. And you can continue using your hydrating serum during the day, and then you can introduce your retinol at night when your skin is ready, right? Now, talking about the purge.
Yeah.
So how would you deal with the purge?
Now I'm being put to the test in front of the expert of a long time. I would say, as even like with my lady who had an ongoing purge even after she had stopped retinol, I would say to just focus on calming the skin, calming, rebuilding that barrier strength again, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's all. So don't stop your routine. Don't cut cold turkey, because your barrier is still damaged and bad stuff is coming in and good stuff is being released. So I would say to definitely start on that barrier repair. In our skin barrier, things that you'd want to focus on ingredients is ceramides, omegas, and Fatty acids.
So that's the omegas, fatty acids, ceramides. The third one is cholesterol, actually. And cholesterol is not really used in skincare. I've seen some products use it, but not so much. So these are the three important ingredients in our skin to keep our barrier maintained, right?
Yeah.
So typically what people focus on is ceramides, they focus on omegas, and they focus on then hydration, right? So hyaluronic acid, other hydrating ingredients as well.
What do you think? I would also suggest Centella Asiatica.
Yeah, Centella Asiatica, it's fantastic. When I was a beauty therapist in my early days, I used to do electrolysis, and we used to recommend Centella Asiatica as a gel on people post-electrolysis to prevent scarring. So it's very good for healing, it's calming and soothing. Great on acne as well. So that's a great ingredient as our option. I would exactly do that. Focus on calming and soothing. So with calming and soothing, you can actually build a whole skincare routine around it, right? So you can have a calming, soothing cleanser, lotion, calming, soothing moisturizer, barrier repair. And I would introduce a mask. I think masks are underrated. Yes. Masks are like the first aid treatment for the skin when the skin's not feeling right. You can pop a mask on and it gives you that instant result, makes your skin feeling much better instantly.
Yeah.
But if you're experiencing a retinol purge, number one, first try reducing the frequency of use. So instead of using it every night, reduce it to 2 or 3 times a week first and see how your skin goes. If you're still having problems, then probably that retinol is too strong. You need to reduce the percentage of the retinol product. So getting a milder form of retinol and trying that out. And of course, you just talk to a beauty therapist, talk to a skincare specialist, because they know the products, they know the ingredients, they understand the skin. So they'll be able to guide you in the right direction.
Exactly. I would say that's beautifully well said. I think there should be no fear or anxiety around trying retinol, using it. If your skin's reacted a bit poorly, that's okay. Let's see how we can fix it for you. There's always something that can help. Like, don't give up on your skin. It loves you and it needs that love back, that TLC. So that's what I would say.
She's my little hippie daughter there.
Love your skin, guys. It's alive. It's an organism. Organism?
It's alive for organism, yeah. It's
I forgot if that was an organ. The right word.
Yeah, well, we were an organism. It's
the
an
biggest organ. Anyway.
Anyway, that goes into the bloopers.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I hope that helped. If you have any other questions, please pop them in the comments below. Or you can reach out to me directly, Yana Elston, on Instagram or on Facebook. You can just search for me, Yana Elston. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now. And now, let's have a quick chat about how you can get rid of blackheads and congestion. Do you have blackheads and filaments? You know, the blackheads on the nose and filaments around the chin that feel spiky and rough? Well, that's all dead cell buildup. Oil flow, dead cells clump together, block the pores, and cause the buildup. So the best way to treat that is to have a good cleansing routine to make sure you balance the oil. You need to exfoliate once or twice a week to remove the dead cell buildup, and you need to use a deep pore cleansing products once or twice a week, which is based on enzymes to help it break all down and clear the pores. And then finally, you need to moisturize with a good hydrating moisturizer. Why? A hydrated skin exfoliates itself more effectively. So hydrating and moisturizing is really important. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and tune in each week for the latest beauty news and trends. If you have any comments or questions, you can connect with me on my Instagram account at Yana Elston. That's JanaElston. You will find the link in my show notes. Until next time, have a beautiful week.